Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution to open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope you're having a good day. I appreciate you calling into the show, and we'll be talking to you really soon. But let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll be taking some calls. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day, and thank you for all the things that you do for me and for everybody listening to me right now. And Father, Mother God, I just ask that you would just bless the time that we have today, and just let us speak about the things that you would have to speak about. So we thank you for that. And all those that might not be healing, I mean, feeling okay, I just pray healing into their lives right now. And we thank you for everything. We say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Start with 229. You're on there with me.
Hello?
Hi. How can I help?
Hi.
Hi, Matt. It's Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. I thought that was you. I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I thought you said that it was Melvin. I was actually thinking about you earlier.
You hear me
morning.
Now?
Yeah, I can hear better now. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just want to see what you see coming up for me with my disability being approved and this female that
okay.
I'm interested in.
Okay. You should. I mean, it looks like you're going to have it. They're saying 3 months out, so that would be June, July, August, about September. You should hear something or not, or even have an approval then. I keep seeing that as well. So it's coming.
Okay.
You just have to hang in there.
Okay. Do you know how much the bank pay will be?
I don't have that information. Sorry, I don't have that.
Okay. And
yeah.
Do you see Michael? Anyone coming into my life? This girl I'm still interested in, the name Jacaria, or either someone else?
Right. I think it will work out with the little person you just mentioned. Just give them some time, you know. Don't rush anything. But, yeah, I definitely see somebody coming into your life to be a help meet with you and all that stuff. So, all right?
Okay. All right. So it'll be her, you saying?
I think so, yes. I'd say yes on that.
Well, she going to come back and talk to me.
She will. Just gonna give her give her some space right now, but she'll be coming back. So okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Melvin. Have
a
good night.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's go with 850. You're on air. Hello.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
My mother. I would like to see what you see about my mother and what's going on and what the outcome is going to be. She was in a nursing home, and I feel like she's being neglected, and I took her to the hospital, and she's in the hospital now, and I want to see what you think of the outcome of everything. We've already notified all the authorities, social workers and DCF, and all kinds of investigations are going on right now.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That's what I was going to recommend if you hadn't already done that, but you're doing that, so that's okay. Actually, if you were going into another facility, something that would be better for her, because you can't stay up with all the stuff you'd be facing with her. So, but I definitely feel like that she's going to be in a different place.
Okay.
Okay.
And what do you see about the charges and everything?
I see you going forward on that. Looks like about September, something like that, about late September, early October. But there is going to be a resolution on this case, and so they're going to have some money involved in this.
I really feel like that a case. I mean, she was dehydrated. Her heart was racing, and they hadn't been taking care of her. And who knows how long, because I was on vacation. And then she was delirious from the medication. She was over-medicated. She was basically lethargic, you know.
Right.
And she, yeah, I mean, it's severe. And I'm like, do I have enough evidence? I took pictures, too. So I'm like, do I have enough evidence to go ahead and push forward?
Yeah, I would push it forward because, I mean, she was abused, and I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, like I said, she's going to be in a better place. That won't happen again. So.
And I'm scared to death to send her anywhere else, but my health is not the greatest, and it's like I'm scared to go anywhere with her now, and it's like, am I going to find a good place for her?
Yeah, something's going to pick up, where you're going to have another setting, something a whole lot better. I mean, I'm sorry that she went through this bad time, but, you know, the next step is moving her forward into a new place. So I don't know where that enters. And I keep hearing 3 in my head. So, you know, possibly 3 months, things will be settled and you don't want to have to worry. You do need to take care of yourself as well. You don't want to get burned out. So, or feel guilty about, you know, doing what you need to do with your mother. So.
Right. If you don't mind me asking another thing is about the same thing is the facilities, they've got a list of different facilities and it's like, I don't know which one to pick because I'm scared I'm going to pick the wrong one. And, you know, of course I don't have the finances for it. So hers is all Medicaid and Medicare. Does
right.
a name stick out to you or an area or anything that can help me lean towards which one to pick?
Yeah. Well, my street guide is telling me 4, like on the list. So if you look at the list, the 4th one will be the one that you need to contact.
Okay. Look at the 4th one?
Excuse me?
Okay. You said look at the 4th one on the list?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
All right. Any other good information you can give me about this?
Nothing right now, so... I'm sorry that you're going through that, but, you know, at least I know that you're taking the steps that you need to take, so that's a good thing. So.
I just hope she recovers because her bladder is not even working now.
Yeah, I think she'll be all right.
Okay.
So. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Say a prayer for us.
I will. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. 509, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
It's Holly. How are you doing?
Hi, Holly.
I've been okay.
It sounds like something's going on with your throat or whatever.
Yeah, I sound different. I'm just wondering if you could pick up what this emotional roller coaster is going on with me.
Yeah, you're not the only one on that ride. So
okay.
there's a lot of people going through that right now, including me and a friend named Connie. And so everybody's going through that right now. It's just a situation that we just have to face and get through. But I do feel like there's a major change coming up for you. I don't know what it is, but it's middle of September. So some kind of resolution on something that you're either trying or doing right now, something like that. All right?
Uh-huh.
And your brother says hi.
Okay. And then my roommate, if you don't mind.
Excuse me?
Can you pick up anything on my roommate?
No, I'm not picking up anything on that.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again, I'm sure, down the line.
Okay, bye now.
All right, bye. All right. Where am I at? Let's go with 111. All right.
Hi. Hi, sir. Connie from USA. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
I'm trying to make quick. It's 2-part. First part is here where I live, surroundings where I live. You know, I want to know if you can please see, like on the right side and in front of me. Do you see like authorities coming to take them out of the area?
I would say yes on that.
How long?
Yes, sir. Looks like by the end of this month, either part of June or early July.
And then nothing's going to happen to me?
No, I don't see anything happening to you.
Okay, cool.
Your angels are watching over you, so. All right, do you have something else?
Yes, sir. Oh, and I want to spend the time. My guy friend, that is, he's far away, like 20,000 miles because of the Maria. Does he still care about me? And why is he doesn't like Is it true that he, how come he doesn't contact me like he used to?
I don't, I'm not picking up anything about that. That doesn't mean that anything's wrong. I'm just not picking up on it right now. But, you know, I feel like you guys are going to be back together. I don't know why I'm saying back together, but so, but your friendship matters to him. And so, all right.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, when does he come back to America?
Okay.
When? That's it. When? When?
When?
Yes.
I would say at least by the end of the year.
Okay. Thank you for,
okay,
for your help. Thanks for,
no problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and speak to, let me check 509. 509, have I talked to you already?
Yeah, it's Holly.
Okay. Thank you, Holly. All right. Let's go ahead and I've lost where I'm at. Let's go with 3631. You're on air with me. Hello.
Yes. Hi. My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How can I help?
I was wondering what you see with my love life, and I'm kind of going on a blind date. I mean, I saw him online this Sunday. Do you see anything with that, or somebody new, or? He seems nice.
I'm picking up somebody new.
Well, I mean, I didn't meet him yet. I'm meeting him for the first time Sunday.
Yeah. I would go out, you know, on this date and then see what your intuition is telling you. So, but, you know, I feel like somebody is coming in, but I don't see it being anybody besides this person that you're going to meet on Sunday, so. All right.
Do you know when the next person's coming in or anything? Like when?
I don't have that information right now.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. All right. Let's go with 845. You're on air with me. Okay. You're on air. I can help. All right. All right, let's take 850. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hold on. All right, now we can talk. I had too many things open. Yeah, how can I help you?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear me. So...
What is the name that I'm looking for?
You're looking
Hello?
For him now? Yeah, I'm here.
Yes,
so,
I'm looking for the name of the facility because it's like different counties. So I'm not sure what county to look under because it's a huge list and they go by different different counties, and I'm like, I don't know which one to look for. You said number fourth on the list, and I'm like, well, there's a huge list, but they go by different counties. I'm like, I got Tallahassee, Calhoun, Franklin, Gadsden, Gulf.
Calhoun,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So. All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care of yourself. I'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Go with 646. You're on air with me. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi. How can I help?
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. So.
All right, so I have a quick question for you. I talked to you about a few weeks ago. During the time
okay.
I talked to you, I was telling you I was looking to do a move. So and at that time, I wasn't sure exactly where I would go. I live in New York City, so I'm trying to decide if I should either go to Connecticut, because I don't write it down, truly forget everything.
Yeah. You're breaking up a little bit because I think I missed your question. So problems with that. All right. Wham, 30 minutes goes by fast. You know, I appreciate everybody that's called in tonight, and just remember that Spirit's with you no matter what's going on. Sometimes we don't understand everything that happens, but there's a bigger plan for our lives, and we have to realize that, and you know, and just turn our lives over to Spirit to help us, you know, through everyday things. You know, it can get a little discouraging at times, and you know, I understand that. And also, you know, all this talk has been making everybody a little fearful. You know, I go back to the scripture that says, you know, be not afraid, and because we bring good tidings to you. So you know, that's what we have to do, is just trust Spirit to lead us and guide us. So let me tell you a little bit of information. I will be on, as far as I know right now, we will be on tomorrow at the same time at 10 p.m. So we'll be there working on the website. So if you want to check it out, it's www.insightswithmichael.net. There's not much over there right now, but at least we got that part done. So I'm glad about that. All right, we're going to go ahead and close out for tonight. I do appreciate you so much, and anytime you want to make a donation to the show, that would be great. If you can't, that's all right as well. No pressure. So, but, you know, take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you again when I talk to you. Have a good night. Bye, guys.